As the newly elected Morrison government heads into its second week, economic headwinds are shaping up as one of its major challenges. Reserve Bank has already confirmed that sombre outlook with explicit signals that interest rates will be cut next week. With more, I'm joined now by the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. Peter, it's now a near certainty that the Reserve Bank will begin its cutting cycle with rates set to dip below 1% by the end of the year.
Yes, Sabra, that's about as close as you can get. Money markets now see a 98% chance that the cash rate will be cut to a new historic low of 1.25% when the RBA board meets next on the June the 4th. The big two boxes have been checked. Chronically low inflation is well below the 2-3% target band. The jobless rate is on the rise, now 5.2%. Also, wages growth is flatlining and there's not much relief in sight. But June will just be the start. Westpac's chief economist Bill Evans, who correctly predicted the last cutting cycle, sees a follow-up in August and then November, which will take the cash rate to 0.75%. Now, Westpac sees rates steady in 2020. But at that level, there's not much of a buffer left for future rate cuts that might be necessary for a global shock out of China, for example.
And so, Pete, the outlook for falling rates means that any economic data coming up soon takes on a greater significance?
That's right. And this week we'll see official ABS data on building approvals and capital expenditure, whether businesses are spending up on plant and equipment. Anything that goes to business and consumer spending is important at the moment because economists are worried about falling consumption brought on by the slowing economy. And remember, the RBA has already downgraded its growth forecast. The big one, though, is on June the 5th, the day after the RBA's rate-cutting meeting, when the latest GDP figures hit. In the previous quarter, growth came in at just 0.2%. So economists are sharpening up their forecasts with another soft result on the cards. And remember, Scott Morrison went into the election promising prudent economic management. So that will be put to the test in the coming months.
And Pete, one big worry has been the housing correction, but there's been a slight bump in the wake of the Morrison election victory.
Well, that's right. And there were more sellers and buyers out in force on the first Saturday since the vote. No one's expecting a return to the housing boom. It might be a blip, but they appear to be the best set of numbers for more than a year.
All right. Peter Ryan, thank you very much for that.